brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, it is being announced that the Chinese and Russians, who are just part of this global government, are demanding that the American people turn all their guns in. Governor of New York saying they're going to go for a forced gun buyback where you turn all your guns in and they disarm you and then pay you back. And again, they sell this like we're here petting our guns and obsessed with it. No, it's people that don't know about guns that get them and think it's some new powerful thing they've got. It's that historically, when systems disarm you, they can then accelerate your enslavement. So government is arming to the teeth against us while saying we should be disarmed. There's only a few countries they haven't taken the guns from. And yes, the United States has always been a violent culture. And now, because of guns proliferating even more, crime rates have gone down. We still have a high one globally, but not compared to some countries. England's more than doubled after they completely banned guns. And it was a pretty peaceful country before that. Somebody who can speak to that is David Icke. I really wanted to get him on, and I twisted his arm to come on. Because he's busy writing another book for 2012, December 21st. This is the vaunted day. We are in the middle of it. And he had said over a decade ago that it wasn't going to be, you know, the end of the world event, like they'd said. He's gone and even met with the Mayans and others. None of their prophecies ever said this. So why have the globalists pushed this date? Well, they are saying it is the launch of their Luciferian era, which is a counterfeit to the true awakening that we do see happening. So everything they do is a counterfeit. And David believes the real awakening flashpoint or jump point is 2015, 2016 from what he's seeing. And I want him to talk about that today, but also the state of the world and what we're facing. We go to break here in a few minutes. David Icke of DavidIcke.com. Just had over 6,000 people attend a big historic event in London that made international attention. David, great to have you on with us.
Hello, Alex.
There's so much to talk about. You've heard some of my questions, but going out to break here, after we get into my questions, what are some of the things that are front and center with you today?
Well, I just think we're heading, Alex, to a point in the new year in 2013 when so many things are going to come together. We have a president now in a second term. He has no other election to win. We have this fiscal cliff, as they're talking about, and this obvious agenda to push on down the road of the Hunger Games. If people saw that movie, there was a few people absolutely staggeringly rich in a high-tech, top-of-the-range luxury capital, and the rest of the people who were feeding that wealth were actually in abject poverty and under beyond Orwellian levels of control. Now, you know, it was interesting to me because, you know, I follow symbolism a lot and so-called coincidence that Suzanne Collins, who wrote the Hunger Games books, should be in living in that area of Sandy Hook. Same with the connections from that into the Dark Knight Rising movie. Where,
and by the way, it's not just that they renamed it in the new Dark Knight to Sandy Hook. They mailed out to the media attack papers. For those that don't know, we'll talk about this when we come back. Attack papers, orders from Bane of strike points, and the last one, that area named Sandy Hook, was named Hinckley, the shooter of Reagan.
Well, you see, if we get really deep into this, Alex, it's all about the manipulation of the human subconscious mind, which then becomes the conscious mind's perception of reality.
I want to ask you that when we come back, because I don't want you to waste any of this now and then get cut off, David. But absolutely, they do put things in movies like Fox showed the World Trade Center's attacked by a jet hijacked by the government that used a drill to make NORAD stand down to blame the Afghans, the exact 9/11 scenario 6 months before. I want to ask you, David, from your deep research, why they do this. David Icke, straight ahead, DavidIcke.com. And we'll also talk about his new book that's out, but also the next one coming out. And say what you want about David. He is a trailblazer, and he means what he's saying, and he has really gotten a lot of people to get outside the matrix. And for that, we're eternally grateful to David Icke. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Who better to spend an hour with us on the vaunted December 21st, 2012, than David Icke? And David Icke joins us from England. He is a former champion goalie, a BBC TV and sports national host, head of the Green Party, and now known as one of the, quote, biggest conspiracy theorists. Well, there's David Icke and myself. I mean, that's who people will talk about. And then there's, I mean, kind of when it comes to radio, people like George Norrie. But, I mean, who are the mountains of, quote, conspiracy? There's only 3 or 4 people out there, and that's why it's important that those of us that are trying to get people to expand their horizons, to expand their awareness of what's going on in this universe outside the globalist artificial box or matrix, that's why it's important that we work together and not be divided. And that's why it's so important that we support the work that David Icke is doing, because the fruits of his work are only good. And, of course, Christ was quoted as saying, you judge a tree by its fruits, and David joins us now. David, first off, because obviously 2012 is more than half over in many time zones in the world. Thankfully, within 12 hours or so, it will be completely gone. What was behind, from your view, this hype put out by known Illuminati people like Terrence McKenna and countless others in the 70s that that this would be this New Age or Luciferian time? And then how was that picked up by the media and made to be a doomsday scenario? Your view on that, and then I want to shift gears into Obama, the guns, but also the subconscious programming going on with people in a trance, and your research on how we can unlock people from the trance. Again, David Icke, thank you for joining us.
Okay, Alex. Well, I picked this Mayan 2012 story up a long time ago. I was doing a lot of traveling in America, and in the early days when I came to America in the 1990s, the early mid 1990s, the only people that would put me on, and that was in the smallest room at the end of the day, were like these whole life expos and stuff like that, and New Age type stuff. And so I picked up the story there because there's two strands of this Mayan myth. One is that today is the end of the world. Well, we keep having ends of the world. And ends of the world, you know, they have many connotations in the subconscious. You know, one is about life being finite. One is about being little me and having no control over events. You know, just being a pawn in the game with no power over it. Oh, will the end of the world come? And, you know, everything else has got control except little me. And the other part of the other strand of the 2012 myth was that there was going to be some grand awakening on this day or around this day, which is closer to the way that I see things. But I just don't see a single day and I don't see a single year. I think it's a progression. And since I started talking about this in 1990-91, quite demonstrably, there has been a global awakening. It's not as big as we'd like it to be, because we'd like it to be greater. But I was talking to someone last night. I mean, when I think of what I was dealing with in the early 1990s, mid-1990s, even late 1990s, in terms of public interest, public derision, public dismissal, and then you look at what you've got now, it's dreamland. I mean, we need to not get too caught in the, you know, the frustration that it's not greater and lose the fact that how far we have come in this period in terms of awakening people to another view of self in the world and world events on a scale that is unprecedented. So that's a good thing. But this whole idea of an awakening on a day or in a short period of time, I think it's always been a myth. And one of the things that happens when you create something into the so-called future, which is when it's all going to happen, and it's a kind of a New Age equivalent, Alex, of waiting for the cavalry to come, because it's always, well, someone's going to come. I keep seeing this stuff about, you know, nice secret societies and the Far East and military groups in America, that leave it to them. They've got it sorted. It's all holding position. Don't do anything. You don't need to, because it's all going to be sorted out for
you. White Knights, the Nocera group. I've been hearing that for 20 years, 17 years on air. And the globalist, Brzezinski and others, they are saying that there's a huge awakening and the globalists are in trouble, even in their internal documents. And so they want people, you know, to basically believe that they're powerless. But when we see this giant buildup of police state control, that is the system desperately trying to get humanity back on the reservation.
Yes, I've been saying this for years, Alex, that, you know, the prime reason for this massive imposition and escalation of the Orwellian state globally, it seems to be that they're trying to get more and more power. And of course, on one level they are, but it's more, as I've seen it and I've experienced it over the years, it's more an effort to hold on to the power they've already got. Because as the human mind awakens and expands its sense of the possible, which is what vastly awakening is, instead of, you know, living your life looking through the wrong end of a telescope and seeing everything as I can't, it's impossible, everything's limited, you start to expand your awareness of possibility. And when you do that, everything changes, not least on this level, Alex. If you're looking through the wrong end of a telescope at something like Sandy Hook, you will have no alternative to the official story. Because you haven't got any alternative. If you expand your mind and you expand your awareness to the technique of problem reaction solution, of creating a problem to offer a solution to it, i.e. what's happening now with the attack on gun ownership, then you do have an alternative to the lie, and suddenly the lie is under challenge.
And let me just bring in one piece of evidence. We have a government and governments caught staging all these other assassinations and killings and Operation Gladio, hundreds of mass shootings and bombings in Europe to take liberties. They've done this before. They passed the 68 Gun Control Act on the backs of RFK, JFK, and MLK, which it's all come out in court, were murdered by elements of the government. The congressional hearing certified Kennedy was a conspiracy, but the mainstream media never reports that. And 90%+ in polls know the government killed Kennedy now. So we've really won in many respects, but the establishment is still in control of the major command centers and is posing and acting like that we are the joke when they are really the joke. How long can that final domino stand?
Well, you know, it will stand as long as people stand for it. You know, in the end, it's about choice. And people in very, very large numbers have made that choice in recent times to open their minds to greater possibilities. What that process needs to do is continue, because what we need to open our minds to is a far, far greater story than it appears to be, even on the face of it. And even when you've opened to problem reaction solution and manufactured gun attacks and manufactured terrorist events. Because what we're dealing with, Alex, is a force hidden from human sight that understands how reality operates, how we interact with it, and how we create it. And it has set up a society through its control of science, not least through funding and peer pressure and all the other stuff that goes on, and through the media and through what we bravely call education, which is keeping from people this understanding of reality that this force has. Thus, if you know how reality works and know how you can manipulate people to perceive the reality you want, and you keep that knowledge from the population, the target population, you're going to have the target population laughing, ridicule, and dismissing people who stand up and say, this is how reality works and this is what the game is. Let me just explain this in terms of, and this will bring in lots of things, Alex, the Mayan stuff, it will bring in why they put stuff in Hollywood movies and television programs ahead of what they're seeking to create. You know, the reality that we're experiencing every day, people listening to this show now, is so not like we appear to be experiencing it. You stand and look into the night sky, and you'll see all those lights, all those planets and stars, and they talk about billions of light years and all this vast distance. What you are seeing exists in that form only in a few cubic centimeters at the back of your brain, where the brain decodes information in electrical form from or in to a illusory physical reality, which is actually holographic. So if you want to bring down this whole conspiracy, Alex, to its real bottom line, it is about what controls those few centimeters at the back of your brain. Because if they do, by programming your sense of reality, you will perceive and thus manifest in our individual and collective experience what they have programmed us to decode and manifest.
Exactly. They've proven that humans are builders, designers, creators. So they simply program us to then manufacture what they want.
Yes, and this goes much deeper than that for reasons I'm going to come to, because this is a very, very interesting and vital area of information that we've got into here. And when you expand your mind and you go beyond mind into what I call consciousness, the greater sense of awareness, you're increasing every time you do that your power to control those few centimeters of the brain that are creating visual reality. And therefore, the programming gets harder and harder and harder to impose itself.
No, exactly. And then your mind starts to truly open up, and it is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
All right, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to give the number out if you have a few short questions for David Icke. kind of add a wild card element to things. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I am your host, Alex Jones. David, shifting gears out of the brain and how the globalists are programming things, and the globalists themselves believe they're getting, you know, spiritual influence to do this, regardless of whether that's true or not, they believe it. And so it's not kooky whenever, you know, for 20 years you've been pointing this out and more of it is being revealed. But expanding on this, you've been saying, I've been saying, clearly it's there. They're moving with using Al-Qaeda to attack countries while saying give our rights up or Al-Qaeda will kill us. Never before has their propaganda gotten thinner and more obvious, even for people that are not even very conscious. And is that being done on purpose? Why are they getting so sloppy? It's not just you and I and millions of others that are already awake that are seeing this. It's more and more people. I mean, I'm seeing the globalists move forward of their own inertia like a juggernaut, but they're on fire. They're burning down at the same time. And moving ahead saying, we don't want your guns. We're just going to confiscate them. They're actually in the news saying that. They're moving forward with forced inoculations. They're moving forward. What's happening?
Well, you see, I've been saying for years, there's a kind of a race on, if you like. They've been aware that this awakening was coming, and therefore they've been preparing for it. And what we're seeing now is a race between them locking everything down to the point where there's no margin. See, this is why they want microchips. See, it's, in the end, Alex, that those few centimeters at the back of the brain are the key. Because the microchipping is about the external, and many other things too, but it's about the external manipulation of a sense of reality. And sense of reality becomes created reality in that by the brain. And so they're feeding us stuff in Hollywood movies, people say, and it's a good question, you know, if you don't realize how this works, why are they telling us what they want and what's coming in Hollywood movies? Surely they don't want us to know, but they do. They do, because the more that they're feeding that information into the subconscious mind, the more that is becoming the future reality of the subconscious mind, which then becomes the manifest reality of the conscious mind. This is what it's like, putting information into a computer and then pressing enter and it comes up on the screen.
How is it going for them, though? Because the predictive programming of, you know, every children's cartoon, Star Trek 35 years ago, being about a global, international, UN government, all of that preparation where the future is a dystopia where you have chips in your brain and you're not allowed to have children. And then that's what they then start building. Clearly, that's what Brave New World's all about. Huxley said that was there to condition us, and he was one of the insiders, as you know. How is it going for them?
Well, I think that, you know, If people read my books in real depth, they'll see a lot of background to the fact that this force, which is manifest in our reality through these bloodlines and, you know, these interbreeding so-called elite bloodlines and families, we do not depend upon them. They depend upon us. It's the relationship between humans and this force and their representatives in human form of the parasite to what it's parasiting off, the parasite to the host. Humanity is the host. These are the parasites. We can exist and prosper. My goodness me, we can prosper even more, greater than we ever imagined currently, without the parasite. But it can't exist without us. And so that energy, which is the parasite's life force, if you like, is low vibrational human emotion. All the emotions around fear and hatred and conflict and frustration and worry and terror. And thus, they have a manipulated and constructed global society to create situations that constantly generate those energies. So you can look at Sandy Hook. But we're missing the point if we look at it only on one level. On one level, yes, it's about an excuse to take guns away because of the same reason that they stopped guns and ammunition being owned by Jewish people before they started rounding them up in Germany. Yeah, that's one level.
On another level, it's going to be used to create copycats, more people shooting schools, because that's the feedback loop, conditioning people to go shoot up schools. This will undoubtedly cause more school shootings.
Yeah, that's another one. Another one is to create what? Emotional trauma collectively in the population, not just in America over Sandy Hook, although obviously much greater there. Because
stay there, stay there. We're talking about psychic vampires with David Icke. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
David Icke is our guest. We're going to take some of your phone calls coming up here. I wanted to get him on with us during the vaunted December 21st, 2012. But he wanted to finish up with his take on Sandy Hook. I don't cover this a lot, but I have definitely seen it over the years that there were dozens and dozens and dozens. I was going to say hundreds, probably were hundreds. Of different shows and FBI training manuals and other things where they talked about planes flying into the World Trade Center. And then Bush came out and said no one had ever heard of such a plan. Then there were drills of the CIA flying the exact same aircraft into the World Trade Center and Pentagon that day. That was in the back of the paper. Yeah, I mean, that's mainstream news. I've made films on the subject showing the news articles and clips. We know there was a NORAD stand down. Well, 6 months before, on Fox Entertainment Television, the spinoff of The X-Files, The Lone Gunman, with Dean Haglund and others, who's been in studio here many times, five, six times, over the years, after that event, the government hijacks a jet by remote control, claiming Arab terrorists are on it, to fly it in the World Trade Center. They use an anti-terrorism drill as the cover for the attack inside government, in case other parts of the government find out. That's how real terror attacks are bootlegged. To attack the World Trade Center, to then blame it on Afghanistan and invade. And there were countless other things. The brother of the Oklahoma governor at the time wrote a book that came out close to a year before Oklahoma City, where a Tom McVeigh bombs the federal building. And then it starts a huge roundup of right-wingers. This is the kind of stuff that just happens over and over again. And I know throughout history, the establishment likes to leave calling cards so they can brag to each other. That's kind of the surface. But Anton LaVey, I studied the globalist. I studied some of what Aleister Crowley wrote. But I went back to stuff 1,000 years old, 500 years old, Jewish mysticism, Babylonian mysticism, and looked. And it's all the same thing. And they believe, they call it lesser magic. That's what David Icke's talking about. If you do, it's what voodoo is, a model of somebody, and then you stab it, and then it makes them actually get hurt. And whether it's real or not, I don't believe in stuff like that, that it's actually the doll doing it. Something spiritual is happening, or something in a plane we don't understand, to put it, say, in layman's terms. You know, they know sixth sense is there. It's been scientifically proven. They know birds and things know days before a hurricane even forms or an earthquake. They have these cells in their brains that pick up magnetic information. They've proven humans have these. They know birds follow these magnetic lines. Well, then you find out all these cultures built temples on these lines. So the ancients know what we've now been hidden. And if you, Anton LaVey talks about it, it doesn't matter even if you don't believe in magic. You know, this stuff still works. Well, whatever the case is, whether it does or doesn't, they believe in it. So this is why, and I said Dark Knight Rises, I said it's going to cause mass shootings and stuff. I said that on air, on record, because I could see the programming just watching it. And then the how they leaked the thing where Bane says the fire goes up and all that. I said, this is calling for a revolution of violence to disarm us. Now, Bane, and Don Salazar wrote an article about this. The company that put it out, that we're going to David, since he brings it up, I want to back him up here, sent out to key media and people a scroll that looks hand-drawn on the outside with orders from Bane to strike certain areas. And the strike point is Sandy Hook in fictional Gotham. Now, the same map was in the last one as a strike point, but the same area that was Sandy Hook was called Hinckley. And we're all freaked out because now we're finding there's names of lone assassins and things all over this. Now, that could be a coincidence. But when it's then the actual new assassin that happens, something really is going on here. Now, coincidence, yeah, one in a billion, one in a trillion. It's like they ran a drill of the exact same bus and exact same trains being bombed on the exact same time. Look this up. It's on BBC News on 7-7. Now, David, I'm going to shut up. You've got the floor on this subject. Then I want to get to some calls and some other issues.
Well, voodoo is very straightforward, and all this stuff is very straightforward. When you create a hologram in a studio, the information that creates the apparently three-dimensional form is in a waveform. And when you look at it, it looks like a fingerprint. It's just wavy lines. But you fire a laser at the wavy lines, and suddenly, and apparently, the best of them anyway, an apparently solid three-dimensional form appears miraculously in front of you. And, you know, we've seen holographics is being used more and more in stage shows and conferences and all this stuff, and on television. And so if you can get to the waveform level of everything, let's keep it simple and say, keep it simple, the electromagnetic field of everything, then you get through to the holographic projection. Therefore, voodoo is focusing the mind. The doll doesn't do anything. The doll is simply a focus of attention that represents the target. And by focusing attention on the doll, and what you're doing is you're focusing attention on the electrical magnetic field of the doll, you can connect that frequency-wise, vibrational-wise, to your target. They become, in effect, one field. So what you do to the doll then gets transferred to the target through the electromagnetic field. This is how it's done. And this is the level of awareness of reality that those behind that we see as obvious orchestrators of this stuff, they're still artisans and oil rags if you can actually see them. That's what they are doing. And so the more that they can affect that field in terms of your emotional state, your perception state. See, with Sandy Hook, very, very quickly, one of the other expressions of this is that virtually every parent, after that happened, when they leave their children at school the next day, or the next day, and the next day, they're thinking, well, I see them again. Now, of course, on a statistical chance alone, I mean, it's so minute, it's unbelievable. But it's so big in their psyche and in their emotional traumatic reaction that it becomes a question of, will I see them again? And that is anxiety, which is constantly being generated into the field. A war, a pepper bombing a city is a massive injection of this emotional fear, anxiety, terror that these people feed off. And answering a question earlier, Alex, you know, how is it going for them? Imagine that to eat, to have sustenance, to survive, you had to have a target population or a target person acting in certain ways. Because if they don't, food source is finished. Well, that's a certain kind of panic. And when you start to see people in greater and greater numbers starting to awaken and act in ways that are denying that food source and are starting to see how it works, then that anxiety is increased and increased and increased. And what I'm seeing with this massive push from all directions, plus the fact that it's being done with almost so little cover now, that to me is absolute blind buddy panic. And therefore, we need to keep the pressure on. When they come to us and start trying to demonize us for standing up for things that they don't want, we just have to stand firm. Because in the end, and this is what is being shown to be done, if we don't stand down and we keep putting this information out, the information is so powerful in its effect in the end. Why? Because it's true. And
well, I've seen this. I agree. I've seen this a million times when you're dealing with bad police. Not all police are trying to twist them, though. A lot of police are resisting it. When you're scared of government people, they feed and get more wound up and more crazy. When you laugh at them genuinely from a place of no fear, or talk to them like they're children, they absolutely run.
They don't know what to do because they are in a mode, even those that are totally unaware, they're just a certain personality type, which the authorities love to recruit. They are a computer program, Alex. They're software. And a computer program reacts to programming. So its programming is, I have a uniform on, people are intimidated by me. I must be respected and obeyed because of what I am. And when you laugh in their face, because they're little boys in short trousers, really, you see these TSA people, you know, take your uniform off, mate. Where's your power? You know, your power's in your uniform, it's not in you. You know, go and get another job. Where's your power? Gone. It's in the uniform, which is just an extension of the state. It's like a uniform is like another electromagnetic field they put on themselves, and suddenly, oh, they're powerful now. Take it off. It's gone.
No, it is. It's all symbolism. It's all cloaks. I mean, they've done all the psychological studies where you put someone in a different outfit, they behave like the outfit.
Yeah, and it's like when you laugh at them or you're not intimidated by them, or you give them the law that you know better than they do, they can't hack it. They just can't. They don't know what to do. And one of the ways that they do respond, because little boys in short trousers with brains the size of a pea have really, in many ways, only one way to react if they react at all, and that's they pull the bloody taser out. Because, you know, their perceived omnipotence and power is being challenged. So this is why when you see extreme versions of these people, they'll pull someone over, a driver, and all the driver will say is, well, quote me the law that says you can do this. And out comes the taser and the guy's on the floor. It's because they're computer programs and they have nowhere to go in terms of treating a situation on its merits in the moment based on the information before them. That takes mind, consciousness, and a computer program cannot act that.
All right, I want to go to some calls here, David, but what do you see in 2013 with everything accelerating? What are you on the lookout for? What are you predicting?
Well, you know, we are in this race, as I symbolically call it, between two things. Is the awakening going to reach the point where the House of Cards comes down before the House of Cards is so cemented together that it's very, very difficult to bring it down? This is why they are panicking in trying to push this on as fast as possible. Because, you know, what we're seeing now is not something that is moving along at a consistent rate, a consistent speed, if you like. I mean, you've just indicated the speed that this Orwellian stuff is coming in all its forms. But the awakening of people is speeding up as well. And every time it speeds up, it's speeding up from a higher level of starting point because of the greater numbers of people who are already there. Now, let me use this as a analogy, because I think it's really, really apt. If you have a dam and it's holding back a body of water, that water can take a very, very long time to undermine the dam to the point where cracks start to appear and you actually see it's being undermined. But the time difference between the cracks appearing and the dam collapsing is very, very much shorter and narrower than it took to start the cracks in the first place. And what we are at now, I would suggest, in undermining this, exposing it, and bringing it to an end, is we're at the end of the beginning. We have had this long period where, from a starting point of zilch, in my case, about 25-0 down in football terms, we have reached this point where there is incredible numbers of people are awakening on different levels to this compared with when it started out.
We've come from behind or now even.
Yeah, now we're at the point symbolically in this analogy I'm using, Alex, where we can see the cracks in the dam. Now we need to push on and not think that it's going to take the same period again that we've been through have the same effect. No, the effect is going to get quicker and quicker and quicker in shorter amounts of time.
And everyone can feel it and see it. Here's the problem. The empire is going to strike back. So how do we attack even stronger with the truth to overshoot their next attack so that we jump to the point that's not within their next target grid? How do we outjump them?
Well, we become conscious. We move our point of, I mean, this may sound trite, couldn't care less, because it's actually true. If we get caught in hating these people, if we get caught in physically, violently fighting them, then we are playing in their stadium. You see, if you want to feed off human emotional energy of violence and fear and terror and what have you, then when what you've done to generate that, let me give you an example, what they've done in Greece to generate that incredible emotional trauma that the Greek people are going through, then it's even better if they react with violence to your endeavors, what you've done to them, because now you've got twice the energy being generated. They don't mind if we fight them, as long as it's not in too greater numbers. They don't mind that. It's lunch. But what we need to do is not fight them, not get pulled into their stadium.
Oh, no, I agree. They want to start a civil war in the United States between these, quote, security services and the population. And instead, we need to go out with the information and wake up the programs and turn them back into humans. We need to be reaching out aggressively to wake up their minions because they're victims of the Matrix as well.
The thing is, we need not to play in the stadium of violence and stuff that we're talking about because that's their stadium. That's what they want. We need to play this awakening transformation out in the stadium in which it's actually coming from, which is human perception of reality. And this is why it's so important when we put this information out about what the plan is and what the agenda is that they want to introduce, that we do never give the impression that it's a done deal and it's going to happen. It's just information to alert people to what's wanted so we can stop what's wanted happening. And we have the power to do that.
No, I agree. But we have to wake them up to the three senses level of manipulation first so they know it's a lie so we can then show them the next phase of what is the truth.
But that's why throughout my time of doing this, in my books and talks and whenever I've talked about it, I've also always done the both. Because I think one without the other is an imbalance. You know, if we don't do it, this is why, you know, people say, oh, don't talk to me about the conspiracy, it's negative. No. Understanding knowledge is never negative. Ignorance is negative, and that's not about ignoring or not wanting to hear negative stuff. That's about escapism from what's really going on.
All right, we've only got two short segments left with David. We're going to take your phone call straight ahead with David Icke.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Well, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Alex Jones here, back live. Joining us from England, David Icke joins us, and here we are on this globe spinning through space. It's supposedly the end of the world right now, but it's not. Again, they always want you to think it's the end of the world. They mean the end of the world for you, the end of the world for you controlling your own destiny or believing you can affect the world around you. The social engineers want you to sit down and just implode. I want to take some of these calls that are holding for David Icke. But David, you said you have a quote for us.
Yeah, just one thing I quickly wanted to say, Alex. When I was just before the break, I was talking about, you know, the spiritual, so-called spiritual stuff. We don't talk about the negative conspiracy. That's an imbalance. But if we talk about only the five sense level of the conspiracy and not the deeper levels of the nature of reality from which that five sense level can be understood from a much greater understanding, that's an imbalance as well. Now, this is a quote by George Carlin, the great George Carlin, who said this. Did you ever stop to think about all the people we kill? They're always the people who tell us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Gandhi, Lincoln, Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam, right in the head. Apparently, we're not ready for that. Well, we are ready for that, George. It's that which is manipulating society doesn't want us to be ready for that, because that means that the life force on which they feed is removed. And that's why massively at the heart of this revolution is to start to love each other and care for each other. Not in a, oh, I love you, and you know, all that stuff, and that kind of version of love, but a love, a true love, which is, you know, more the love that you see in friendship, unconditional love, and love in its true sense stands and will not move and will not budge, because love in its true sense will always do what it knows to be right with consequences not even considered, because the anything that could be considered not doing what you know to be right is simply not in the psyche of love in its true sense. This is the power that will bring this down.
Well, David, then there's the counterfeit of Obama running drone tracks everywhere, and then he says the answer is love. There's also always the counterfeit as well, where they say, be loving, turn your guns into us, we come in peace.
Oh, Alex, I mean, I don't know how long we've got here, but I mean, I could talk about this. You've talked twice here about counterfeiting, and you've talked about deceit, right? Well, you know, there is an area of research that I've been pulling together for some time. And that is common themes. I always find it very compelling when I see very different peoples and very different sources coming to the same conclusions and talking about the same things. And there is a force which is described in precisely the same way by ancient Gnostics, they call them the Archons, by the pre-Islamic Arabians, and Islam picked it up, the jinn. They call them in Central America the flyers. The Christians call them the demons, and so on and so forth. And when you look at what he said about these, let's look at what the Gnostic writings from 2,000 years ago say about these archons, that they are they're energetic beings, but with a mentality that's robot-like and what we would call computer-like. They do not have the ability for what the Gnostics called intentionality, what I will translate as creative imagination. It's like you try to get a computer to create something. You can't. You have to put in the information to create through it. It can't do it scratch. And so we humans have creative imagination. Thus, to create the world that they want, which is this Orwellian nightmare, and then some, they have to get us to use our creative imagination to create it. And that's why they're programming constantly.
Stay there. This is important. Call's coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This Man Wants Your Guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stay house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.